For the daily inspiration, we'd like to look at the thought of what makes a real Christian. What is the definition of a real Christian? And so I have some things that we might be seeking after. And the question is, for the inspiration today, what are you seeking after? Are you seeking a job? Are you seeking riches? Are you seeking a wife? Are you seeking stuff? Are you seeking fame? Are you seeking happiness? You know, the world is all about fame and fortune and happiness. If they can be famous, if they can be well-known, if they can be fortunate, if they can be wealthy, if they can be comfortable, if they can have much stuff and much riches, a job to provide, and perhaps a life companion, that's what the world is seeking. For example, it says in Scripture that the Gentiles think about food, and they seek after food, and they seek after drink, and they seek clothing and their appearance. But you know, in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 30, we have this: "Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith?" You know, we are commanded, we are told, we are instructed to be different than the world. The world is seeking after many things, but what we are to seek after is coming here in a moment. But here, it says in verse 31, "Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek." That's why I asked you the question here today. What are you seeking? Are you seeking that job? Are you seeking that wife? Are you seeking riches? Are you seeking fame, happiness, stuff, material goods? You know, these are the things that the Gentiles seek. They ask the question, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? We want to be famous. We want to be well known. We want to have a good appearance. But what he says, what Jesus teaches us here in verse 33, and that's where we want to go today, is seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the things that you need, beloved, will be added unto you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. No man can serve two masters. That's how this passage starts, back in verse 24. The passage starts by Jesus saying, you know, no man is going to serve two masters. You're not going to serve yourself and to serve God. But all of these things that I began with here, and many, many others that you might seek after, those are the things that are what we seek when we're serving ourselves. But instead, what he said to do is seek the kingdom of God. And so the challenge is, what does it mean to seek the kingdom of God and not to seek after the things of this world? Well, it for sure means to lay aside. It for sure means to turn your back on the seeking of these things. And it for sure means to first look to God. Let us use our time and our energies and our talents in the kingdom, in the pursuit of kingdom things, as opposed to using our time and talents and energies in the pursuit of natural things. So that's my encouragement, my inspiration for us this morning. I'd like you to consider the things that you're seeking, consider the things that you're spending your time and your energy and your talents and your passions on, and ask the question, are these the things of the kingdom of God, or are these the things of the natural man? And what we are challenged, what we are told to do, is to do the things that are in the kingdom of God, the service, preaching, carrying the gospel, loving one another, meeting others' needs. There's so many areas of the kingdom of God that work against or there's so many areas of the world that work against the kingdom of God. So let us do be involved in kingdom activities, seeking first the kingdom and letting God provide for all of our needs. So God bless you. Thank you for joining us here at the Fountain of Life Ministry.